around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as that music plays across our national airwaves, folks, welcome back to Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show. As I said to begin Hour 1, we are into the home stretch as the Christmas rush is on. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 20th, 2025. And Mary and I, well, we have decided to do something a little different, you know, much of this hour today that we think all of you are going to enjoy. So we have RJ here in studio, even though it is not an open road day on the program. Rudy is patched in with us from Chicago, as he's already begun his Christmas travels. Bobby, of course, is making the show happen from Dallas in our network center. And also joining us now on air are two other important members of the team, our lead producer, Valerie, and our associate producer and VP of operations, Bob. Not counting the Monday through Friday, you know, Mary and I also, and Rudy, we also do a 60-second daily travel commentary that runs across our stations. Well, this two-hour weekend edition of the program, right, because we split it into two offerings, requires 520 segments of new content each year, or put another way, it's 104 hours of programming that we have to come up with. So, you know, although nothing makes it to air that Mary and I don't approve, it is a team effort that brings you the best weekend show in America week after week. And, you know, since we've already said good morning to RJ, Rudy, and Bobby last hour, now that we also have Valerie and Bob also connecting into the show as well, Valerie and Bob, I want you to say hello to America and all the people that we know you have tuned in listening to you out there today.
Good morning.
Good morning, America. They're doing it just for us. I do have to say that I think we beat all the PTPs and NCFs and number of people on at one time.
Yeah, well, yes. Now you know what it's like.
This might beat it. We're going to see how this goes. All right, as you both definitely know, and our listeners are learning, we've been talking a little bit about this, and certainly now I'm going to talk about it. We will be traveling most of January with this show, and there has been a lot of behind-the-scenes efforts happening to ensure success ahead, and as we prepare for the big Let's Go America tour in Miami to Los Angeles, that's going to have us broadcasting live from the Panama Canal on January 17th and Cabo San Lucas on January 24th. This is going to be our kickoff to America's 250th celebrations in a major way, because those are two major American cities. We're just going to do it in a different way. And since today is our last live broadcast of 2025, we're going to have an encore presentation for Christmas next week. Robert, you and I figured we would have some fun on air, invite our team. We have our full team, basically. We have our full production team with us, people who put the show together with us. And let's have some fun.
Yeah, we will. So really what this means, folks, as you're tuned in around the country, one of our Christmas gifts to our team is not having to work the phones and coordinate guests for this hour of the show. That's really what it means. But all right, so we're going to start this off. We'll see where things go. All right, RJ, we're going to start with you. You know, well, since you've developed the open road into a very popular show segment, as you know, we are constantly asked, you know, when your mom and I are traveling, you know, where's RJ if you're not with us? So what's a favorite segment of the show that you most enjoy, or maybe something memorable that you've talked about on air this year?
Well, so I'll start with the first part of that question, because, you know, when I come on the show, I'm obviously talking anything and everything automotive, but, you know, I'm not just limited to interests in cars, right? I love history.
You're well-rounded.
So one of my favorite segments on the show is the Destination Spotlight. You know, whether you're talking to somebody from a local tourism board or whatever it may be, you know, I just think it's nice, and obviously that segment sort of originated, you know, from the pandemic. We were coming up with, you know, ideas of highlighting certain areas to eventually travel to once travel reopened. And, you know, I think that segment is always a hit every time it comes on.
Anything memorable you talked about this year?
For me, one of the highlights was getting to talk to, you know, the person who occupies one of my childhood dreams, which was to fly the Goodyear blimp. Jeff Capek we had on earlier
that's
in the year.
Right. Yeah.
One of the captains who flies Goodyear blimps. I thought that was just so much fun to talk to him.
All right, I'm going to go to Bobby. So, Bobby, between our live remotes for our big Let's Go America tours, getting Rudy connected, posting our show archives after the live broadcast ends each Saturday, making sure we hit the brakes on time, the tones get transmitted, you know, making sure we're connecting successfully to our satellite uplink in Denver, running smoothly on TuneIn. You are certainly a key member of our team since you make sure folks can actually hear us. And, you know, I really appreciate that you're operating today with the flu engineering our show.
Trying.
So, yeah, I appreciate it. So we appreciate you. Do you
he keeps the stations happy and the sponsors happy.
Yeah, he does. I mean, we could not do this without you. So do you have a favorite segment of the show or something memorable from the 2025 broadcast year?
Well, yeah, I really like the preferred travel panel you guys put in. That's fun. I also like whenever Rudy does his riffs, because he'll get kind of worked up sometimes doing those and get on a passion subject. But really, the specific guest is, I really like when y'all have Robert Irvine on, because I've always loved him growing up, and so getting a chance to hear him, that's always cool.
Well, yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's definitely good. All right, Rudy, we're going to roll through you on this. I know Bobby just said about the Rudy riffs. I know Mary and I, next year, we're going to have the Carrie commentaries coming, so that'll be interesting. But what would you say has been the biggest show happening for us in 2025?
I can't remember. Was after the fires in Maui? Was that 2024?
That was correct. Well, no. The fires in Maui, that actually went back to 2024. Yeah. No, 2020. No, that was 2023 when we were there.
Because
we took the show in 2023. Yes, and then we followed up last year, and then this year we were back again.
Actually, the Lahaina Harbor just opened for commercial ships.
Yeah. But something this year, I don't know. Maybe it's just a big happening that you connect with.
You know, we have so many guests and they move so fast that on Wednesday somebody will say, well, who did you interview for this week's show? And I'll go, I don't know. It's so fast, you know?
All right. We're going to leave. All right. So let's see what Valerie and Bob can say.
I'm the guy who's the tech problems, not the guest problems.
Well, that's self-admitted. We appreciate that. I'm sure Bobby appreciates that. So let's go to Valerie and Bob from your perspective. I'll start with you, Val. What's been the biggest show happening from your perspective in 2025?
I concur with RJ. I always love a destination spotlight that's so enticing that I put it on my list of places to visit. But for me, it's always a PC, the personal connection segment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, John Beardmore, the Galapagos postman.
Mm-hmm. Following what he did. All right, Bob, what say you?
Yeah.
Well, As Val said, the PCs are always fun and interesting. The Love Pilots was fun back in February. Joel and Shelley, they were fun. RJ, it's funny that you mentioned that specific open road, because that's the one that sticks out in my mind as well, the Goodyear blimp pilot.
Yeah.
And a couple of the recent DSs, Destination Spotlights, Louisiana and Maryland were really interesting and entertaining.
Well, Bob, what I like what you're saying, listen, folks, we use a lot of acronyms on this show, as you know, and they all know them very well. But listen, everybody on right now on the line or here in studio and so forth, you kind of know the drill. Our first sponsor break of the hour is about to happen, so we need to step aside to make that happen. And when we return, we're going to continue our team talk. We'll mix it up. There are some important sponsor messages ahead, folks. Don't go anywhere. I promise you, we will be back before you can count to 181 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Traditional systems may not. They only take action after someone is already inside, often too late. SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is designed to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats, and when something looks off, live agents step in. This month only, take 50% off any new system. One of the best prices you'll see. Visit simplisafe.com/carry or armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe. You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily, because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family, because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals. And save 30% with code CARRY at ChefIQ.com. That's ChefIQ.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics have become a go-to gift for the holiday season, and right now they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades. They have active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's 800-4, the number 4, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com or head to armworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we now move right into the G Block, thanks for staying with us through that quick 3-minute break. See, I told you you couldn't count 181 seconds before the show continued. You know, we've got some of the show team hanging out with us today. Before we mix it up, this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And with Christmas and the New Year's travel upon us, as we've been talking about, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, maybe it's an international or domestic trip, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carrie. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, folks, it's smart travel, it's safeguard you against many unknowns that can impact your travel. So go get the customized coverage you should have. You can do it at travelguard.com/carry. I would do it for the holidays before you leave. You don't want it afterwards, for sure. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right. So whenever we do the behind-the-scenes segments on the show, it lights up our email. It creates a good buzz with the listeners from all of you out there. So I'm going to throw out this question to all of you right now and share the first thing you think of, you know, so that folks tuned in around the country get a chance to hear this. This should be fun. So what is something that happens behind the scenes on the show that you think would surprise our listeners in a good way? Valerie.
Oh, that's an easy one. Robert always says it, that Mary's the secret sauce. Mary has her pulse on every aspect of this show and the business and the day-to-day operations. And
it's true.
Keeps the machine well-oiled and moving.
So when we say RM World Travel, which is it worked for the Robert and Mary, but the M really is the magic. Mary is the magic.
Robert's the quarterback.
That's right. Yep. So go ahead.
Bob?
I guess it could be real magic, RM.
It could be.
I agree with that. And also, I think what's interesting is that there are many times when it is the last minute and we're doing things and somehow magically it still gets on the air. And we still get a show every week, even though we've jumped through a lot of hoops during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, what do you say?
So in a good way, it would be that I assume a lot of times people think people they hear on the air might also be different off the air. And you guys are not. You guys are the same people that they hear on the air every week. So that would maybe catch some people by surprise that, oh, there's no like a radio persona. These are just their personalities and who they are.
Thank you. Thank you. RJ, what do you say?
I think Bobby's absolutely right about that. I would also say, though, leading off of that, you could have a whole nother show of just the off-air banter that happens during the
commercial breaks.
100%. It is, I think.
There's the gold. That's the way the gold is. Right.
We try to keep that on the air, but sometimes.
FCC.
Rudy, we've had some good off-air.
What do you say, Rudy?
Well, I'm the least techie guy here. I can barely know how to charge my mobile phone. And so when I'm on the road, which I am, just traveling naturally, I'm always panicked. I forgot one cord to hook into this or that.
That's true. We all have a good time.
And then I panic. It's like 10 minutes before airtime. And I panic, can't even think straight then. And Bobby goes, it's the thing you plug right in there. I go, oh, yeah right. But I panic because I'm so technically inept. But, all right. And I think I've missed, I probably only missed two sort of appearances over decades.
Well, sometimes when I say we're having some technical issues, it's not always, exactly.
We appreciate your candor on that. All right. So next question, what's something you've learned from working with us on the show that's helped you with your own personal travels, Bob?
Robert keeps talking about putting the do not put the do not disturb on the door. So little things, security things like that. But also Plan B. Always look for a Plan B, and sometimes Plan B turns out to be better than Plan
A. Sometimes Plan C or D in there too, but that's true.
But sometimes they do work out better. Bobby?
So I don't like flying. We've established this. But Robert actually did share the mantra that I use now that he had gotten from someone on a flight one time, which is pilot wants to get home too. Saying that has calmed me down on a few different flights.
Yeah, and you think about that when you're streaming Air Disasters while you fly?
Yeah, still doing that.
Valerie?
Well, I've had the privilege of traveling with you both, so I have a different angle here. You guys seem to skip lunch, and I don't like to skip a meal, so I've learned to take some bananas or something from the breakfast buffet, make sure I have a lunch on the go.
I think we had that issue in Orlando. Yeah, Valerie, we had that issue. All of a sudden, Mary and I, we're moving towards the car. Where'd Valerie go? Anyway, she's on the food
that
line.
That is so funny.
Yeah, well, we do move.
What about my next meal?
Yeah. RJ? Well, RJ's learned that the hard way, too. But
I would say, well, one of the little tricks that I always do now that I actually picked up from you was, when you're leaving a hotel room for the day or even for just a little bit, to turn the TV on and turn the volume up, just so people are, if anybody's
You want people that can be wondering if you're in there or not. You're going to come and create some agita for me. I want you to be thinking.
And I will also say I do oftentimes take out a travel guard policy when I'm traveling.
Yes, you do. That's true.
It's something that I never would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a nice little added layer of security.
And you spent some time with Rhonda this year, and actually we told her, listen.
I appreciate it even more now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you did. So. Rudy.
How do you phrase that question again? Because the answer is...
So what's something you've learned from working on the show with us that's helped you in your personal travels? Now, we've learned from you as well, Rudy.
Yeah, we have.
But what would you have learned, would you think? What's Mary and I have imparted?
Just from guests, places to go, places not to go, what to do, what's hot, what's not hot. I mean, our guests are just a font of information that I hope, appeals to our listeners who... may not travel as much as some. And so, Mary just was talking today during a commercial about how American Airlines is not going to give anybody mileage credit if you buy the cheapest coach ticket, the basic economy fare. And that's something that many people maybe don't know, that Delta's been doing it for a while. And if you think you're accumulating miles by buying the economy fare, check with the airline because you may not be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one thing I would say that we're always preaching behind is, and the team knows this, we lead, they follow. The fact is, it is so important when you're out there, whether you're traveling or just in life in general. All right, so next question we're going to move on to is most memorable destination we've covered on the program this year through the big Let's Go America tour and events. Rudy?
Oh, most memorable location. As I say, Maui because of the fires, but that's not.
That was too. We've done that. We did. We made a commitment 5 years.
We chose to do that two years after.
Right.
I don't know. What is your most memorable? You're the guys who are.
Well, I know we've done that, but I want to hear the team. But... I mean, listen. All right. So Valerie, let's see, because Valerie's been instrumental in these. So any that you have?
Well, for me, I love any time you're in Hawaii because I get to start every email with aloha and sign off mahalo, and I just embrace my inner Hawaiian, and I you feel the warmth even through email. So,
Mary and I,
exactly. And those are probably my favorites.
Bob, any thoughts?
Alaska, because that's one place I haven't been and I would like to go to. So Alaska would be number one.
And we had a really good time with show fans this year, Bobby.
Probably the Caribbean cruise was the one that that actually made me want to go on one. So
we'll be back there in January. So as we move our way to the Panama Canal, RJ,
I would have to agree with Bob on that one. I think the cruise that you guys did, starting in Vancouver and then going up all around Alaska. Well, because I got to experience something similar when we
you were in Alaska with us.
Well, I went to Alaska, and then we also cruised around Vancouver in the Prince Albert Bay or Queen Charlotte Sound up in there.
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
Queen Charlotte. It's just an absolutely gorgeous area. Yeah. And you know, it was cool to see you guys return and do that really right.
Well, we had a lot of fun with that. All right, Mary.
All right, last hour. I think we can. We shared the results of our latest travel polls. The one I'd like to get your input on is: do you personally expect to travel more or less in 2026 than you did this year, Valerie?
Oh yes, I definitely expect to travel more. In fact, you know, I have a big trip planned to Thailand for the first time. I had a girlfriend going, and I said, she told me she was going. I said, I couldn't hear myself say one more time, I've always wanted to go to Thailand.
Yeah, sign me up.
Finally got me to Thailand.
Yes. You're en route, so that's
exciting. All right, Bob.
Probably a little bit more. We do RV, so we take shorter trips and things like that, but I do expect to be traveling more next year.
All right, we have 45 seconds left. Bobby?
Hopefully the Cowboys are in the playoffs next year, and that'll extend it a little bit. But other than that, I think I am going to have to go to Italy for a wedding in May. So, yeah, that alone will do it.
We'll be there in May, so we'll have to talk about it. RJ?
Well, it seems like every year there's more and more car shows added to the calendar, so I will definitely be on
this
the move.
This is true.
Well, and Mary, Rudy, and I, we probably will be traveling more.
We'll be on the move, so. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, our second profit break of the hour needs to happen right now, so stay right where you are. We're going to add some holiday cheer and look ahead when we come back. As we pause for this bottom of the hour break, three more segments ahead today before we break for Christmas and New Year's. You've already invested 90 minutes with us today, so what's another 30, right? We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed. We love having all of you aboard with us as we broadcast across America today. To maximize our team talk time in this 7-minute segment, well, we're going to get straight into today's H Block.
And Robert, as you said before the break, we're going to inject some holiday cheer and look ahead to 2026. So team, here's the next question. What's a favorite Christmas or holiday season tradition that you really enjoy this time of year, or is there one that you'd like to start enjoying? Rudy.
Well, it's always been visiting my granddaughters in Europe. And this time the granddaughter came here, but technically we're not spending Christmas together because they have some other plans. But that's what Christmas is for me as a grandfather. Mm. I have two granddaughters who are 15 and 17.
Okay, lovely. All right. Bob?
Well, we like to watch the very, very, very classic movies and specific ones. It's a Wonderful Life. But if you watch Scrooge, you have to watch the 1951 version. You have to watch the 1947 Miracle on 34th Street. So they're specific ones we have to watch.
Yep, love the holiday movies. That. Okay. Bobby?
I have to watch the 2005 classic Love Actually. There's that one with the wife. But other than that, the kids always love doing the driving around looking at Christmas lights. So that's something that we do a lot this time of year.
Yeah, we used to do that one as well. That's a good one. Valerie?
Every year I get together with my daughter and her friends from high school and their moms, and we do one of those like White Elephant Gift Exchange. Mm-hmm. And it's always so much fun to see who can get the, you know, who can win the best gift. And we always come up with a different game to play.
That's
and it's always so much fun.
Good one. Yeah. All right. RJ.
Well, Bob and Bobby both listed off some excellent classic Christmas movies, but they missed, you know, the only Christmas movie that counts, which would be
Elf?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Oh.
Die
Hard.
Although we've done a lot of the Godfather sagas, we've done that.
Anything
too,
else, RJ, besides Die Hard? This
well,
is your mom
is
asking.
The real answer would be Christmas Mass. That's the real answer.
Okay. I didn't tell him to say that.
And gift giving.
That's the correct answer.
The feeling of jolly.
Yeah. Midnight Mass in particular is always a nice thing to do. So, all right. What's something that has you excited for 2026 on the program? And share with everyone maybe a personal goal or travel ambition you have for 2026. RJ?
That's a good question. For me, I think I would just like to get out of the country more. I think almost all my travel this year, and I was moving a lot, but it was all within the bounds of
domestic.
Continental U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Rudy?
Well, I did go in January to Thailand and Vietnam, but I haven't been to Asia the whole rest of the year, which is 11 months, and that's very unusual for me, so I hope to get back there a couple of times this year because that's a favorite continent of mine.
All right. So, Valerie, what's something that has you excited for 2026 on the program or personal goal or travel ambition?
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to the Carrie commentary. I always enjoy when you guys share your tips and just talk and chat. I think a lot of the show fans enjoy that as well. And I'm looking forward to some road trips, seeing parts of the country. I haven't been to Austin. I'd like to go see a cousin in Austin. I'm looking forward to visiting her.
Okay. Bob?
Sure. From that, I'm looking forward to a lot of the America 250 stuff. And I'm actually hoping, and not a goal of mine, but the Yankees, that the semi-quincentennial is better than the bicentennial for them because they got swept back in 76 by the Reds. So I'm hoping they do better.
They better start spending some money on some players and making some trades if that's going to happen.
That's
for question. Bobby?
Yeah, I am looking forward to the rivalry that springs up between the Carrie commentary and the Rudy riff for my affection by the end of next year. But also, the goal would be to actually take a legitimate vacation this year because I just never set aside time to do it, and I need to do that.
All right. So, listen, I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about. You know, you think about it, since this show, you know, we've added so many new stations. I mean, Mary and I, we began the program back in 2004. Everyone here today, you know, RJ and Bob, you have ties to the program's inception. Rudy joined the show in 2009, Bobby in late 2017, Valerie in 2018. RJ, you debuted. We talked about the open road back in 2020. So much has happened, but, you know, I just really, we want to say thank you. I mean, really.
Yeah, we do. And I you know, we try to say it off air, but we want to publicly really just say thank you to all of you. And there are other members of our team that are not with us on air today, and they will hear this, though. We want to thank all of you because it really is a big machine behind all of this that we bring to you each week. And we appreciate everybody who's part of it. And, Robert, we want to say thanks to everybody and wish everyone a wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I say amen to
Happy
that, Mary.
New Year.
I concur 100%. You know, now as we got to get ready because Rudy's going to riff in a minute. He's got one more segment left of our 2025 broadcast, at least the live, because next week will be the encore, as I said. Mary and I were going to answer listener emails ahead in the J block, which seems like an appropriate way to put a bow on things. So thank you, everybody. We hope you have we're going to see you as well in the office and so forth, some of you at least. Great year, another successful year for the show, and could not do it without the team.
Let's say mahalo. So,
yes, exactly. We'll end on that because exactly right. Without that, so.
We should probably thank our advertisers, too, by the way.
Well, listen,
yeah,
the sponsors are key, Rudy,
yes.
And the stations. Next year, we've got more coming. We're going to announce that. I mean, it's going to push us north again, another number. So a lot of true blessings. And as challenging as life can be, well, listen, always focus on the positive. So that was fun, Mary.
That was a lot of fun. Something different. And there are now just two more segments to go before we break for Christmas. You're going to find out if we save the best for last or not. But don't go anywhere. Everyone, just stay right here. It's the last show of the year for us live.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily, because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals. And save 30% with code CARRY at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics have become a go-to gift for the holiday season, and right now they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades. They have active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter, none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of everyday life. And if you're feeling more aches and pains these days and other symptoms from inflammation in our body, we've got the solution. It's called Relief Factor. It's a 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's an email from Tracy, a show fan in Knoxville, who wrote us, quote, "My husband's a diabetic and has suffered from neuropathy in his feet for years. Early this year, he broke his leg right below the knee, and due to the diabetes, he couldn't take ibuprofen, but his foot kept swelling. I decided to buy him Relief Factor because I had run out of other options. It worked. The swelling started going away, and as he continued to use it, he realized that his neuropathy was no longer bothering him at all anymore. Now, I don't have any scientific proof, but I will testify that this was the only thing we added to his life, and the neuropathy issue disappeared after 2 months of using Relief Factor. Thank you, and thank you for your letter." Folks, Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's now trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain. That's back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. So try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, and when you do, you can order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Well, allow me to do a little Rudy riff. I do about one a month or so on things that are on my mind. You know, two interesting things affecting travel in airports occurred this month. One was the Customs and Border Protection's proposal to be able to access 5 years of emails from millions of tourists visiting the United States. The other was a move by the Transportation Secretary to put workout areas at airports as part of the Make Travel Family Great Again program. That's meant to be part of a $1 billion effort to make airports more health-focused and family-friendly. You may have seen a pull-up contest between Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and the Secretary of Health and Human Resources, RFK Jr., the head of it. It guaranteed television coverage of the announcement of this initiative, and because they were doing pull-ups at D.C. Reagan Airport for all the cameras. At the end of November, Duffy also suggested passengers not wear pajamas and slippers at the airport, that we should try to dress nicely in order to foster better behavior. This is part of what he calls his Golden Age of Travel initiative. If nothing else, these moves made for some fun reading and of the public reaction to them. Let's take the Golden Age of Travel first. I applaud Duffy's suggestion that passengers look presentable when flying. As airline passengers, we sometimes have come to look like what a former Washington Post colleague of mine called a bus station nation. Now, I'm not suggesting men wear a sport coat and ties, but come on, we can do better than undershirts and flip-flops. Great advice from Secretary Duffy. As for the workout rooms in airports, many Americans might be surprised to know there are a few of those in airports already. There's a new company called Roam, R-O-A-M, Roam Fitness, that just opened at Baltimore Washington's International Airport with a 1,200-square-foot gym. You can borrow Lululemon workout clothes there and Brooks running shoes and book showers stocked with premium products. A day pass costs $25. San Francisco's airport has two free-to-use yoga rooms. The Westin Hotel at Detroit's airport has a fitness studio that includes an indoor pool. They give you New Balance workout clothes and clean shoes, $25 to use. A number of airports in Europe and the Middle East also have lavish workout spots. Toronto, Dubai, Singapore, and Toronto, for example, and all provide the clothing and shoes you need. The public response is reflected in social media to dressing better, having gyms at airports, been interesting. While some folks defended the PJ group because flying's otherwise so uncomfortable, they said, others worried about sitting next to a sweaty guy who just finished doing 50 pull-ups. I got the biggest kick out of both men and women who said they always try to look their best when flying on the chance they might meet the man or woman of their dreams in an airport or on a flight. I think that qualifies as literally meet cute. Well, if you're shopping for romance while in an airport or an airplane, well, good luck to you. I know people who have met spouses that way. But check social media on this subject. Both men and women are very explicit about what would immediately turn them off, depending on what the object their possible affection is wearing on a plane. More complex is the issue of the government having the authority to read 5 years' worth of emails or turning over passwords to all social media. I understand the need for security against bad actors, both foreign and domestic. And obviously, this is never going to happen to a large percentage of travelers. I mean, the lines would go forever. Can you imagine the manpower it would take to accomplish that? I'm sure Customs wants the right to search the media of someone who is marked a possible threat. But how do you do that if a passenger has no criminal record and there's really no convincing reason to demand such information? I think George Orwell would turn over in his grave. On the other hand, who among us hasn't written something in an email we'd like to keep private or posted on social media that could be misconstrued? If Customs moves forward on this, the agency must step very, very carefully. News stories already suggest the number of foreign visitors to the U.S., already down sharply this year, will increase if they include the right to search personal email as a rule. I think the best news that came out of D.C. is air travel's recent congressional approval of a $12 billion effort to modernize our entire aviation system. We need it badly. Our radar and software are woefully under date. All right, that's my riff for today. Fly safely if you're flying these holidays. I wish you all the best, and I hope all the flights leave on time. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone. Well, Rudy has riffed. We've talked with the team. We've covered skiing, TSA, the U.S. Mint, and America's 250 ahead. And now as Mary and I get ready to land this baby for the final time in 2025, as we enjoy the holidays before beginning another big year ahead on the show, we're going to answer some of the emails sent in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Whether it's last-minute Christmas gifts or starting off the new year with deals, and more deals, you're going to find so many items on sale right now at MyPillow.com/Carrie. You're going to find pillows, pillows, towels, slippers, sheets, socks, blankets, and comforters, clothing, and more. The blowout sale is happening, so go make your Christmas merry and save.
Yeah, absolutely do that, folks. Besides all the items Mary just mentioned that are on sale, my coffee is 50% off, and the Rev 7 energy drink, well, it's 30% off. Whatever you buy from them, folks, MyPillow delivers quality. They deliver low prices. Go get all the show savings at MyPillow.com/Carrie. Use code Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y. You're going to save big time. Or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. Email number one, Mary. You ready? We're going to roll right into these.
All set.
This is from Declan. Declan, who listens to us in Columbia, Missouri. That's our affiliates AM 1400 and FM 98.9 KFRU Radio. Declan writes, we took a trip to Atlanta for Thanksgiving, and because the plane changed from the time we booked flights, I ended up in a middle seat. The person on the aisle hogged the armrest the entire flight. The person at the window kept the shade down the entire time and watched videos like a zombie. There were no snacks on the flight, just drinks. None of it was fun, but the worst thing was the overhead bins in my row and the rows around me were all taken, even though we boarded on the earlier side. Since you travel so often, I'd like to know how you'd handle the situation, and was my flight an exception to the rule or more the norm? Thanks for considering my question. Your program is one of my favorites on our local station that I try to never miss.
Well, Declan, unfortunate, but kind of goes with the territory these days with flying. I would just roll with it. We see it all the time. I guess the positive news is you had a short flight. I will say window shades do belong to whoever's in the window seat, and they are supposed to be up for takeoff or landing for safety reasons. Robert and I see all sorts of things when we fly, as well as at hotels and on cruise ships and car rental centers, wherever. You know, Robert, we just learn to roll with these things. But, you know, I will say, I think if more people followed the golden rule in life, we'd all be a lot more sane and pleasant and just be kind and think about other people. Our position on the middle seat and the overhead bin space is this. The middle seat passenger does get both armrests on either side of their seat.
Yeah, no,
that's sort of like
it.
An industry standard in travel. Overhead bins are not as clear cut. You will see flight crews also have to use them for their luggage. They're community property. There's no name assigned to them. And just because you're in row 14 doesn't mean you're entitled to the overhead bin over row 14.
Absolutely. You know, Declan, yeah. Listening to what Mary just said, you know, we've noticed more airlines, they do monitor overhead bins these days during boarding. And you should never use, by the way, first or business class if you're not sitting there. But flight attendants, they're not police, as they have other important responsibilities. And with so many people carrying on these days as folks try to avoid paying for the check bags, it's certainly a bigger issue out there. We get that. And we say if you find a space for your bag upon boarding, use it. Oftentimes people have connecting flights, so having your bag closer to the front makes sense. I go back to what Mary just said. Think about the golden rule. If more of us treated others like we'd want to be treated, there'd be a lot less agita in travel. So thanks for being a show fan and listening to us. We really appreciate that. Declan, hope you have a great Christmas. Email number two, that comes from Crawford, who listens in Iomonia, Florida. That's our Tallahassee area affiliate, AM 790 WGRA Radio. Crawford is asking, listening to your show is always a highlight of my week, and I want to first say thank you for loving America. I've tried to go back to your previous shows from earlier this year on the website, as I recall you talking about cities named after our presidents. Can you talk about that again, as I found it so interesting? Thank you, and Merry Christmas. Well, Crawford, very Merry Christmas to you as well. It's not hard to love our country. It is the greatest in the world. Yes, there are some who hate this great nation. That's truly unfortunate, but honestly, it just, you know, the truth is it says more about them, honestly.
I really like your question. I love when people go back and they want to try to find another segment. We did go back and we found that what we think you're talking about, Crawford, it was a conversation about which American president has the most cities or towns named after him. I think the answer is not going to surprise anyone. It's in our nation's capital name. George Washington does have the most at 60, last count anyway, at least when we did this segment named after him, from Washington, D.C. to Washington, Connecticut, Washington, Iowa, Washington, Louisiana. There's Washington, North Carolina, Washington, Utah. We have Washingtonville, New York, Washington Park, Illinois, Mount Washington, Massachusetts, and my personal favorite is George Washington in Washington State.
I like that, George Washington. Yeah. Andrew Jackson is second with just over 20 cities or towns named after him. Think Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville, Oregon, and others. Then there's a big drop down to James Monroe with 12. William Henry Harrison has 6. Thomas Jefferson and James Buchanan each have 5 across the country. And of our 47 presidents, 19 have no city or town named after them.
Yeah,
but I would say that's going to change. I could see a Trumpville or a Donaldland coming, Mary.
Oh, my. That's funny. Yeah. And likely pretty true. Yeah. You know, I think it's surprising Abraham Lincoln only has 4 cities or towns named after him. He was a pretty, you know, I liked him as a president. Yeah. And I think that that surprises me. But he does have a lot of counties named after him across the country. So that's an entirely different question. And And another surprise, Ben Franklin has over 40 cities and towns named after him, which would rank him above every other president except for George Washington.
Well, that's interesting. We're going to leave it there on that interesting little note. Now it's time for us to put a wrap on today's live national broadcast, folks. There's going to be an encore presentation ahead for Christmas and New Year's. When we return in January, our first live broadcast of 2026, well, it's going to be from the Panama Canal as Mary and I kick off celebrating America's 250 in a big way by traveling from Miami to Los Angeles. We're not doing it by plane, train, or automobile. Instead, it's the big Let's Go America tour that's going to have us doing it by sea. So be sure to stay connected with us on our social media at RM World Travel. Thank you for being an important part of this program all year. A very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season to all of you. We're looking forward to a great year ahead, everyone. Until we return live on Saturday, January 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time in Panama, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.